The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you so much for choosing to spend a little bit of time here with me this morning. Apologize for the rerun last week, but the blizzard prevented me from recording. It really prevented everybody from doing everything. It was really interesting. So that morning, I woke up here in Carroll and drove down to Audubon, and it was really bad in Carroll. This was Wednesday. A couple Wednesdays ago, and by the time I got to Audubon, it wasn't bad. So I do outreach at Audubon every week. Once a week, I'm out there. So those of you who live in that area, you can come see me at Audubon. And anyway, so by the time I got to Audubon, it was not bad at all. And then I was going down to Des Moines, and I got on I-80, and it was like nothing was happening. Meanwhile, Carroll's getting socked with a blizzard. So because they had canceled the afternoon clinic in Carroll, so I just went down to Des Moines. And so that's why there was the rerun last week. We do have reruns because I can't be in here every week. I love doing the show, and it's a lot of fun to do, and it's just I can't do it every week. The week before that, I was actually, well, it was that week, I should say. I was in Chicago for the weekend immediately preceding St. Patrick's Day. So I was in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. And the reason I was in Chicago is those of you who have been longtime listeners, and it's really funny because I think there's a lot of people out there who have been listening from the very beginning, and I appreciate it. And it's hello to you and hello to everybody. But those of you who remember, so I was on the island of Kauai for 10 years, and then I moved to Champaign-Urbana from there and was involved with the University of Illinois, and then I moved to Iowa. And my niece, who's not technically my niece, but she was this little girl who lived across the street from us in Kauai. And we lived in this beautiful little town called Kekaha. And it's the westernmost town on the westernmost island in America. And it's all these beautiful little plantation houses that used to be sugar plantation town. And they're all real simple and real pretty. And it was just idyllic. And she used to come over, I mean, when we met her, she was 4, and she used to ride her bike over after school and stop by and hang out with us. And she was there when our kids were born, like in the hospital, when both our kids were born. She's just basically like my third daughter, and her name is Rachel. And so she came out, and she went to Boone for a year to DMAC there, and then she transferred into Des Moines to finish up her nursing degree. And a little plug for DMAC, what a great, great nursing school. I think you can say that DMAC nursing is just top notch. I was really impressed with the facilities and the education she got. And man, for the money, gosh, I don't know what she spent, but it was under 20 grand. And she's doing really, really well now. So she took a job at the non-surgical cardiac ICU at Mercy for a couple years. And she's concurrently been working on getting her BSN from the University of Iowa. So she moved back to Kauai. And she was going to spend a year on Kauai because her mom's still there and her brother her sister and some family. But she got what we call island fever. That's what happens when people who are not from the island of Kauai move to Kauai. And they think it's great for about 3 months. And then they're like, oh, it's very different. This is not just a tourist postcard. We don't go to the beach every day and just sit there. And, you know, it's just different. It's different. And she had been away so long and found that her friends that were still there, and she's 23, and all her friends that were there, you know, all have kids now, and she just wasn't finding that it was the place she wanted to be at this point in her life. And so she only lasted about 4 months, and the nurses there went on strike and everything. So anyway, so she is going to take some time here and do some traveling. You know, nurses can travel on 3 month assignments and go different places. So she was moving in to Chicago, and she's going to work at Cook County. Now, if you know what Cook County is, then you know. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. Cook County is an iconic hospital, one of the most famous hospitals in America. It serves a very difficult to treat patient population, very low socioeconomic status, lots of violence, a lot of real social and health and physical issues. And so she's diving right into it. And it's a badge of honor. Anybody who's been through Cook County, anybody in America who's in the medical field, if someone says, I worked at Cook County, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, right. You can handle. So really proud of her. So we went to Chicago, and we didn't get mugged or anything. I know it's very dangerous, but it was St. Patrick's Day, and from our hotel room, we could watch them dyeing the river green. It was really interesting. They came by with these big spray boats and were spraying green into the water. And the parade was, we didn't watch a whole lot of it, but it was kind of like essentially the same as any parade you would see anywhere, like in Des Moines or whatever. Not big floats, or at least not the part that we went to. And then we just took her out to dinner a couple nights, and my daughter got to see her. So she, you know, feels like she's her oldest sister and all that. And it was really nice. And Chicago is still, as far as I can say, it was a nice place to visit. We found good places to eat. We went with my youngest daughter. It was their spring break. And my oldest daughter was with a friend on a different trip. And my youngest daughter wanted to do some kid-type stuff. She's still young enough that she likes not little kid stuff, but we went to the ice cream museum, which was pretty cool. I didn't have any ice cream. And then we went to, there's a color museum, and we went to the top of the, whatever they're calling, the Sears Tower nowadays. And they kind of, you get on this little window and it leans out and you're looking straight down, and it was a lot for me to handle. I had to push back for a moment because I don't love heights. I don't love them at all. But good trip. Chicago is a great city to go visit. And that's one thing here in the Midwest is, you know, you can drive. We've gone down to St. Louis, and we've been to Kansas City. We've been to Omaha, and we've been to Chicago and Minneapolis. So there's a lot of good cities in driving distance. And so that's kind of nice, especially with airfare being ridiculous and through the roof now, and air travel becoming less and less hospitable on so many different points. But anyway, so spring apparently has sprung, and I actually spent the whole last weekend out in my garden digging out rocks. So we have sort of these rocks on the border of the garden, and so I was digging those out and filling in and planting some more plants. But it was nice. You know, those of you who are able to get out in the garden and know what it's like, and you just get out there, no headphones on, all you can hear is the birds chirping and that kind of stuff. It really is nice. I'm going to make sure that my daughters get some time without their headphones on out in the garden, because that you really can. There's something about it. There's something about the smell of the soil and the texture and the fact that you're planting something. And it's, I actually was planting these ferns and these other flowers, and there were like blue bottles and a couple other varieties of flowers. And then I watered them in, and those flowers like perked, like, because they were already rooted. I had them sent from some online distributor, and they were already rooted. So as soon as I watered them in, they kind of stuck up, and they were all looked like they were ready to start blooming. But it's a great time of year to really, you know, make sure that you're taking good care of yourself. The garden will help your mental and your physical health. One thing I don't really talk a lot about here is mental health, and because it's pretty far outside of orthopedics, I will say. Nutrition's, I think, more relevant. But I would just say getting out in the sun and out in the garden, getting exercise is good for your physical and your mental health. And it just kind of resets you a bit. And I know that a lot of the listeners probably do that. It's actually one of the big things that people schedule their surgery around in my practice is obviously planting and harvest, but also you know, getting into the garden in the summer and sometimes later into the fall and planting and that kind of stuff. But it is that time of year, and as you can tell, I have a little bit of allergies going on, or a spring cold. I'm not sure which one it is. I can never tell this time of year because I'm kind of off and on with sniffling throughout March and April pretty much every year, but not terrible so far this year. But I'm really invigorated. This is a time of year that I really kind of shift gears in my energy level. I can ride my mountain bike again. I can get out in the garden. I can do all these things. And I just want everybody else to make sure that you're getting out there and doing your thing and exercising your body. And so it's a great time of year all around. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about, well, I guess I just really kind of wanted to brag on my young partner a little bit. So Dr. Dirks, he's been coming here, I think a couple years, but he came officially full-time, moved in, all that stuff last August, I believe it was, July or August. And we've now been directly working together for almost a year, like day to day, and then kind of working together for a couple before that. And it's just, I would tell you that this is the most fulfilled I've been in my practice in my career. Now, there were things about living in Kauai, and I loved my practice there, but there were issues. I wasn't in a hospital that afforded me all of the technological stuff that St. Anthony's does. But so back to bragging on my young partner. So Dr. Dirks is, I knew as soon as I heard there was someone from Carroll, we had to work on getting him down here because nobody would come into this community with the depth of mission that someone from the community could have. And then when he got here and we started working with him, I've been practicing. This is my 21st year of practice and then 6 years of training and then a couple years clinical stuff in medical school. So that's eight. So almost 30 years I've been around doctors, and about 28 of those I've been around orthopedic surgeons. And so I know when somebody's good and when somebody's okay. And Dr. Dirks is excellent. He does all the hips. I don't do any hips. I do hip fractures. So I've talked about the difference between a hip fracture and arthritis. And for arthritis, we usually do a total hip. So I don't do total hips anymore. He does them. It was never a big part of my practice. And he does the anterior Mako robot total hip, which is, there's fewer than 10, last time I checked, places in Iowa that you can get that done. And he's really good at it. And I've been in the OR with him because that's kind of, you know, sometimes, well, for the first few cases, I think I had to go in there with him. That's just kind of how hospitals do it. Like somebody has to see somebody else. And we've done a few cases together. And we've done some big cases together that I think would have been a stretch for either one of us solo, but was just nice to have us both there. Big fracture work with fractures around orthopedic implants and things like that. But he's really good, and he's very, very conscientious. And that's a real rare thing to have both of those, because I mean, I just love my patients to death. And I know that I've known surgeons who didn't, who were just like, this is my job. I do my job well. I don't necessarily need to invest myself into these people because they're coming to me for a service and I'm providing that service. That's okay. But what I think though, is that doctors like Dr. Dirks and myself, who really are invested in caring about our patients as people, when I think that there are some times when we'll go that little extra. And it could be in the office, it could be in the operating room, whatever. I mean, I think that's the difference when you have somebody who is really involved in caring for their patients deeply. But he's really good technically, he's very smart, and he's tall and good looking and has a lot of hair, which I'm not jealous of any of that. Anyway, but I'm just so happy because I have this awesome partner, I have this great hospital that has really, over the last few years, I think weathered some storms and come out really doing well in an environment where a lot of hospitals aren't. and we're able to do whatever surgery we want on our patients, and our hospital is fully supportive. We do things here, like for the Regen-10, a lot of places couldn't do the Regen-10 before, and now they can, but we were doing it the whole time. The Mako robot, just a lot of different things that we're able to do because our hospital administration says, basically, take the best care of your patients. And, you know, we recognize it's a business, of course. I mean, even though it's actually a ministry, technically. If you don't know, Catholic hospitals are considered part of a ministry. But the point is, not all Catholic hospitals run as a ministry. So from what I've seen. Anyway, St. Anthony's made the decisions to say, look, if you're doing really good work, you're going to get more patients in, and that'll take care of the business side of it. And, you know, and we have a clinic full of primary care providers who are really excellent. I mean, these things were built. It didn't, when I got here 5 years ago, I can just say that we've got our contingent of providers in the St. Anthony Primary Care Clinic is top notch now. I would just say that it's built into a top-notch clinic and with really, really good providers who do care deeply about the community and about the patients and who are excellent doctors. So I've never had all this. This is like, it's great. And I'm at that point in my career where it's enough. I mean, I have basically everything that I could want. I have a really top-notch hospital with a great physical plant, with great staff, great nurses, great primary care docs affiliated. We have a cardiologist on site, which brings up our level and our ability to care for people because, you know, if you have a patient who has an issue, a lot of hospitals in towns of 10,000 people do not have a cardiologist on site. We have all the visiting specialists, and it's just, to have a partner like him and a practice like I have in a hospital like I'm in, I've just never been so completely happy and satisfied with my practice. I mean, when I first got here, it was rough for a while because this is not a one-man show out here. There's too many people who need care, and I didn't have a PA and I didn't have a partner, and it got rough for a while, just overwhelmed with work, and I wasn't able to have the kind of relationship I'd like to have with my patients, and I was always, you know, just overrun. But now that he's here and we are working together, and yeah, I just say that I haven't ever been this happy. And I think that it's sometimes around the time of Easter, I really start to make sure that I'm checking myself for gratitude. And I am super grateful for all those things right now. And so we're coming up on Easter, and that's exciting, and it's a good time of year. So just a little chat about what's going on, and I hope that those of you who have been listening a long time, I hope you liked a little catch up on my niece, or sort of oldest daughter to some extent. And yeah, I hope everybody is having a wonderful spring, and I hope that coming into Easter that everybody can embrace that message of hope. And whether you're a Christian or not, whether you just embrace the message of hope that Easter represents. And if you are a Christian, then that's sort of the deal. It is the primary metaphysical question you have to answer to yourself, is whether you accept that. So anyway, I hope everybody is doing very well. Go out and enjoy the weather, get healthy. And you just have a wonderful week, and I will be back next week, and all the blessings to Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.